in the heaven. There'll be sisters walking two by two. Their dresses and their shoes are new, but their hearts are weary through and through. And it's a long way to the light of day. While the jukebox and the radio, and the hungry hear their children cry. People watch the time go by. They do their jobs and live and die. And in their dreams they rise above, by strength or hate, or luck or love. And the dream.
Walsh. Or the Eagles with Joe Walsh, if you like it that way. 95.5 KLOS in the city. Jackson Brown with the Disco Apocalypse. What's his note here? Julie says, thank you, Steve, for Bruce. I don't know. Is that your note? Oh, no, you're still reading the Conrad cartoon, aren't you?
Yeah, just checking out this.
Chuckling out that Conrad cartoon at today's paper.
Yeah, it's funny.
Isn't it funny? Well, yeah. That takes care of the pro-Carter, anti-Reagan thing. There. You got a pro-Reagan, anti-Carter one?
Well, you know, the elections are what? 18 hours away in
I
this
guess
country?
So, yeah.
If you figure, you know, sun hits the East Coast first, eventually makes its way to us. So for us, it's 21 hours away. So how many hours away is it till the American hostages are released, huh? Well, probably 18 or 21.
I hope so.
Could have a lot to do with this election. All the excitement that started up in the wee hours of the morning when it was announced the militants had actually agreed to hand over the hostages to the Iranian government, and that Algeria, of all places, was going to be the go-between in their release.
How about that?
Yeah, Pierre Selinger in Paris. He got the word first.
The militant students who have been holding the hostages for a year have agreed to turn the Americans over to the Iranian government. But how that release will be accomplished has not yet been worked out. The decision of the militants came after they met this morning in Tehran with the Ayatollah Khomeini. In further hostage developments, Prime Minister Mohammed Ali Rajai has given the Algerian government the responsibility for diplomatic negotiations with the United States and the handling of the eventual release of the hostages. Everything in Tehran today indicated the Iranians believe the United States government will accept their conditions for the hostage release.
Well, the experts have speculated this latest move, which could take place by 12:30 our time, incidentally, at least the physical move of the hostages, would have a great effect on U.S. elections. Talk to Hal Bruno about this. Hal's our political expert for the day. So if the hostages do indeed get out, all of them, it would appear this could shift a few voter percentage points over to President Carter. However, on the other hand,
there always is the danger that something like this could backfire, that people are cynical, that it's taken this long, and people will say, why has it taken this long? That can happen. It could backfire on the president. However, the fact that maybe the atmosphere is changing and that he's looking presidential and decisive in a difficult situation, that too could have an effect that could be a plus for him.
But the problem is, when you come right down to it, who's going to vote? I mean, that's all they've been talking about lately, how apathetic we all are concerning this particular election. Well, Nick Alexander checked it out for us.
With the talk about Tuesday's neck-and-neck election race, it's possible that the real winner in 1980 will be the non-voter. A recent Gallup poll suggests that non-voters may actually outnumber voters on election day. That's why the Advertising Council's been waging a get-out-the-vote campaign this year to combat apathy. The pitch is, if you don't vote, you could be sorry. Trouble is, try as it might to interest us in voting, the Ad Council can't make the voting choices any better. The council's Alan Kay says,
that's something I have absolutely no control over, how good the candidates are. And that's the choice we have. I can't change that. The only thing that I can try to do is try to get as many people as possible out to voice their opinion on which candidate they prefer for whatever reasons they choose to prefer them.
Kay's anti-apathy commercials are designed to get this year's would-be non-voter mad enough to vote.
Many Americans feel that nobody in the presidential race really speaks for them. They feel that nobody is giving them a fair shake. They feel that nobody is a satisfactory candidate. Well, Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Citizen, let's look at the record of our candidates. Last year, nobody lowered your taxes. Nobody stopped inflation's rise. Nobody ended the spiraling crime race. This year, return the favor. Vote for nobody. Yes, vote for nobody. Nobody keeps his campaign promises. Nobody deserves to live off your taxes. Nobody should run your business and your life. Nobody will put your contributions to good use.
All right, nobody, as Nick just told us, is winning at the moment. Next comes Ronald Reagan, who shows from, 3 to 5 percentage points ahead of Jimmy Carter, depending on which poll you look at. Reagan with a larger margin when considering the electoral votes. It's close.
KLOS Los Angeles, I was just throwing that at Linda because she said she'd love to be in Tahiti at this particular moment.
Yeah, well, anytime.
Really, Tahiti. Okay, actually, well, it's getting on wintertime. Yeah, you should go to Tahiti. We'll take up a collection. We'll get you out of here fast, kid. How much are you going to contribute, Ira? A lot of bucks, huh? $50. Okay, put down Ira $50. So I'll put down $150 here. Pay you next year. We'll get Linda to Tahiti. It's in the mail, of course. If the check's on its way, right? Hollywood. Hi.
Actually, what I'm doing is sitting here wondering why your shirt pocket opens on the side instead of on the top.
Because I'm wearing last year's style. That's why. It's kind of old.
It's really weird.
My tacky little beach wear. Okay. Done. You're on.
Okay.
Bye.
Rock and roll, Rossian and Collins, 95.5 KLOS.
Land. I eat the